I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Pueblo's Chili and Frijoles Festival, like many others this year, will look a bit different. Last year, planners estimate that 160,000 locals and visitors paraded down Union Avenue. This year, the number will likely be closer to 5,000. The 2020 version will resemble 1994's original festival. So during the 26th annual Pueblo Chili and Frijoles Throwback Fest, there will be two downtown areas designated for farmers markets, with Pueblo grown chili roasting on Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th of September. And because of a limit on the number of visitors allowed in designated areas, the Greater Pueblo Chamber of Commerce has launched a curbside service so customers can order chilies online and then pick them up. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is featuring the famous Pueblo chili in its Colorado Proud marketing campaign.
Coloradans especially are very fond of our Pueblo chilies. Roasters are out there, the farm stands, especially in the Pueblo area, selling both fresh and roasted chilies. They're really well known for the Mirasol variety grows up towards the sun.
Marketing specialist Wendy White. The Colorado Proud website has a recipe for beer queso.
You add cheese, bacon, and Pueblo chilies and throw in a little beer. I don't think you can go wrong there.
This has been a good year for chili farmers who say the rain stopped at just the right time to allow the pepper plants to grow. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.